Hi everyone, it's Kevin J, the best thing since grass, and you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I speak to Jackie Taylor, who has vast experience in essential oils. We'll be discussing about their health benefits. Jackie, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. Jackie, tell us a bit about your background and how you got to where you are today.
What, with essential oils or just...
About yourself as well, from whatever it was you were doing before maybe and how you got into this and that kind of thing. We always like to know a bit about the people we talk to.
Yeah, so my background is HR. And I'm also a coach. But when I left there, I decided to go into holistic therapy, so I was mindfulness. And then in 2022, I came across essential oils. And that was quite a big change for me.
That is huge, from HR to essential oils. That's huge, isn't it?
I know.
So you found your calling.
This is what I felt. Yeah, you know when you feel like you've landed in something. Yeah, that's how I felt when I met a lady called Debbie. I went to a full moon ceremony online during COVID, and I was looking for something to support me naturally. And she said, I'm running an essential oils class. And I was like, oh my God, that's for me. Because I'd just been thinking about it and talking about it. And it just sort of like, yeah, it just came up.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Fantastic. How did you discover essential oils? I think is one of the main questions I'd like to ask. And how did that become part of your health and wellness journey?
Yeah. So I went, going back again, I had a hysterectomy at the age of 47. And they don't tell you anything about how it's going to affect your hormones. And I was really struggling with what I later just found out it was my menopause. I didn't even really realize. And nothing was really working for me. And I was really struggling with what I now know is really regular things that affect your menopause, which is sleepless nights, brain fog, migraines, hot flushes. And so I was just looking for something natural, and I was thinking, well, what is there? And it wasn't just about looking for something natural, but I wanted to learn about something, because it's a vast topic, isn't it? Like, how can you learn and really make it your life? And like I say, I met Debbie and I attended her class, and I was just instantly blown away. I was instantly like, I really need to learn more about this. And I was asking her about 50 questions. Send me this, send me that. I want to get this, I want to get that. And I was just so excited.
That's fantastic. And the main essential oil you work with is?
doTERRA.
Lovely, brilliant. Why did you choose doTERRA compared to other brands that are available?
So I think people like me have lots of reasons for choosing doTERRA or, company. But for me, it's their purity, because essential oils aren't governed by anybody. They can say pure and have just 2% in the bottle. They can contain contaminants, fillers, synthetics. So for me, what I like doTERRA is if I'm going to put something into my body for my well-being, I want to know what's in the bottle. And that's why doTERRA was founded, because the owners didn't like the way the essential oil market was going. And when I learned that, and when I learned about that, what's in the bottle is only essential oil, then that's why I decided to go with doTERRA.
Is it from, I don't know anything about essential oils, so you have to forgive the ignorance. What does it come, from like a plant or anything like that, or natural? Oh, it does. I know something then.
You do, yeah. So it's basically an essential oil is the immune system of the plant, and you can get it from the flower, you can get it from the bark, you can get it from the leaf, and it really protects them from viruses, bacteria. And because we are carbon-based, then the essential oil does the same, it works for us as well, protecting us. It's come from the bark, from the different parts of the plants and the trees.
Do you know specifically which, is it from the UK or is it international that where it's from?
So it's doTERRA have over 47 countries. So another great thing about doTERRA and why somebody else might, you know, might be their priority is that nothing is manufactured. They don't uproot an essential oil plant and plant it somewhere and make it there. They make it, they source them from where they're grown naturally. And so 23 of those 47 countries, for example, are developing countries. And what's another great thing about doTERRA is they support local farmers. They don't have a middleman. They work with the farmers. They work with their families. They source clean water. They educate and they provide healthcare. So it's a win-win from both ends of the bottle. What comes out is pure. And what they put into the communities is just amazing. You learn so much from doTERRA when you go to their events about how they establish. You meet the people that, you know, that grow the plants.
So do they do many events at all?
Yeah, so we have two events in the UK a year. I mean, I'm talking about Europe. So for the UK, and then we have what's called a convention, which is this year it's in Turin. Last year was Lisbon, and they have other events like leadership events. They have lots of different events, and they have online stuff. So there's a lot of support and a lot of education, whether it's about what's in the bottle or whether it's about how it's produced or what they can do, you know, the benefits from each oil. There's a lot of education around that with doTERRA, which is something I was looking for, because how can you use something for your health and well-being if you don't have the education to support that so that you can actually put it into your lifestyle?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it sounds fantastic that there's events as well. So there's more awareness for what the brand does. Is that basically what happens as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What else makes them stand out for you?
They have a huge charity arm. So Women Against Trafficking. They've supported a huge charity with... in Greece, where a lot of refugees. They're very, very charitable. They have an oil called Hope and a hand cream called Rose that everything is supported by doTERRA, and all the profits made from it go straight to the charity. So yeah, they're a very giving country. I actually quite like the business model as well. But yeah, they're a very giving, generous company.
Yeah, it sounds it. Absolutely. So very helpful to society by the sound of things and, you know, everywhere they operate, you know. What do consumers need to be aware of when buying essential oils?
So for me, it's about the purity. So doTERRA's are certified pure therapeutic grade. So they call that CPTG. Because then you know what you're buying. You know, if you buy a bottle of lavender, you know if you're buying it again, you get exactly the same. So what it did before, it'll do again. I think also learn, you know, look at videos, talk to people like me, you know, watch and learn what the properties are and what they'll do for you and how you can use them. And then... set yourself up with a daily protocol, because consistency is really important. So that's something else that's really important. It's consistency on how to use them. And then ask for help. That's what we're here for.
Is it something that has to be used throughout the day or a few times during the day, or it depends on something?
It really does depend. So I would have daily oils that I might use. So I put lemon in my water in the morning. You know, some people would use the natural fruit, which... I know dentists complain about what it does to their teeth, but then, you know, I put lemon in my water or grapefruit in my water. I use peppermint to open my airways and to clear that brain fog in the morning. I'll use lavender at night. So, you know, there's a kind of consistency and routine. I know one thing you don't know is that I had a hip operation a few years ago. I had my hip replaced. So for me, that pain leading up to my operation and the healing afterwards, I may use oils every 2 to 3 hours, you know, to really support that, so that I was able to move around and reduce the pain that I was in and the inflammation. So it depends what you're using the oil for, but there's always a lot of guidance around how you would use them.
That's fantastic. So it helped with the recovery from the hip operation. Is that right?
Yeah. Do you want to know my story?
Go on. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Go on.
Okay. So I had osteoarthritis. I was quite young to have osteoarthritis. I had my operation in 2022. And I was in a lot of pain. So I was using a layering technique of oils, you know, 4, 5, 6 oils for pain, for inflammation, right up to my operation. I tried using the meds that the doctors gave me, but it gave me gut, you know, really that gut pain, because very often the synthetics in medicines can cause a reaction to it. Then I went into hospital, I took my diffuser in, I took all my oils, and I said to the doctors, I know I need modern medicine for my operation, but post-op, I want to use my oils. And they were amazing. They were like, okay, we're happy with that. And I said, I promise if I need modern medicine, I'll have it. But I've learned to trust in what I've got as my first point of call. So when I came around for my operation, you can't put it on the scar, obviously, but I immediately started applying my healing oils around, my pain meds, pain oils around. And then I got an itchy skin through morphine that was given to me during my operation. So I was peppermint, lavender, and lemon, amazing for anything you're itchy. It's like an antihistamine. So I was applying that up and down my body, and I was inhaling oils for just to be calm. I had the nurses coming in and going, I'm going to breathe it in and then I can go out and be all calm. So yeah, it was lovely. So yeah, I didn't use any modern medicine post my operation for my hip.
That is fantastic. Honestly, I've never heard of anything like that at all.
Yeah, I know. It was really good. It was like, I wasn't sure if I could, you know, I wasn't sure, one, if they'd let me, and I wasn't sure if it would work. So it was, because, you know, sometimes, you know, in life, it's not just about oils. You try something, you think, God, this stuff works. And it did, you know. And yeah, so that was actually sort of like a real cement to me, you know, believe in this. It does work. It does work. But again, it's consistency. You know, you might take a paracetamol for a headache, for example, 4 hours later. And in that time, you might have a headache or a toothache or whatever. 4 hours later, you can take it again. Whereas with an essential oil, every 20 minutes topically, you could apply it. You know, so you're able to use the oils consistently to really get them working and to support wherever you need it.
Did you hear about its benefits in that area before from anyone else in the company? Or did you yourself think, actually, you know what? Let me try using the oils because I think they might actually help.
What, before my operation or before I'd ever used them?
So basically, you found that it was beneficial for the for recovery.
Yeah.
Did you know that beforehand, or did you think, let me try this to see how it works? Or was you told that, you know what, this is actually going to help you?
I've got a really good book. I've got a really good book that I call my Bible. But I'm also, doTERRA is a community of coaches that are so experienced in using the oils. Some might have only been there a few weeks and some have been there a number of years. And so I did a little bit of research. I'm having an operation. So lavender is really good for healing with any operation. It's really good for calming the central nervous system. So I was like, okay, I'm going to use that for my operation. I'm going to be as calm as I can be, because you know, how you go into an operation, it can also support how you come out. So I did a lot of research, and I remember saying again to Debbie, because Debbie's become like one of my closest friends. I was like, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. What can I do? And she was like, I'll do a bit of research for you. And yeah, and then we came up and I tried it. And then I took those oils in with me.
That's fantastic. I just think that's brilliant. You know, I've never heard of essential oils or oils being able to maybe help in that area. So I'm glad it did. You know?
Yeah, no, it's amazing, yeah.
We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So Jackie, thanks for telling us about you know, your hip and how the essential oils have helped. And I think that's fantastic, you know. Has the oils also positively influenced your physical and emotional well-being in other areas too?
Yeah, well, even if I just take something really simple about this week, about how I woke up the other morning with a bit of a scratchy throat. So I used On Guard. You know, I feel like my immune system is probably the strongest it's ever been through my daily routines. And then in the middle of the night last night, I've got a shoulder that keeps playing up. And I got up and thought, right, I've got to, you know, when you get at the bathroom in the middle of the night, I thought, right, I've got to do my oils. So I did a layering technique, went to bed, went to sleep, got up this morning and it's gone. So it's about the fact that I can use them for different things. So my migraines are very rare now. Brain fog is a lot clearer. And I think my emotional well-being, because the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I put my diffusers on. And I choose my mood, or I want to focus, or, you know, I want to be calm, whatever it is. I'm able to really have a balance my mood, I think, a great more since using them.
That's fantastic. That, you know, it uplifts well-being as well from using it.
Yeah, they're definitely good. So uplifting the mood. So there's three ways you can use essential oils. One is aromatically, and that is the quickest way to affect mood. So if you pop just like one drop of essential oil on your hand, and then you rub it together. I always call this a peppermint experience when I'm at an event. You rub your hands together, just the palms of your hands, and then you inhale it. And that's instantly going up through the olfactory bulb into the emotional center of the brain. You know, that amygdala, that bit that fires off. And it's instantly making a chemical change and calming. So something like wild orange or frankincense or lavender will instantly calm that mood. Using balance every morning as a grounding blend is something that I do as well. And I put that on the bottoms of my feet. And then it's kind of like it's a really lovely way to have self-care in your life, you know. So I'll do that, and I might set a bit of an intention. Today's going to be really good or whatever, you know. I'm going to do this today. So they're really great for uplifting the mood. And the diffuser is one of the best ways.
I think positive affirmations, a lot, as well as using the oils, they probably go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, we call it anchoring. Oh. So there's an aromatic anchoring technique where you can, you know, like you might smell something, it might remind you of your nan or a past boyfriend, this aftershave. You hear a song and it might remember you of a party, you know, happy and sad are our memories. Well, likewise, we can train the brain to use our aroma to anchor into a calm state. Or I do anchoring for confidence. I've done a lot of anchoring around confidence. And then when you use that oil again, it brings you back into that confidence. In confident mood. Yeah. So yeah, you can use it, aromatic anchoring. Remember that.
Fantastic. Do you know anyone else that uses it for these areas as well?
In what way?
Other people that use it for these methods, like, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, there's lots
mood.
Of us that do it. So we use it in I've been using it with a yoga teacher for aroma yoga. So we've been doing it there. I've been working with a beauty salon. I've got a lot of colleagues, and a lot of people bring it into their own business. So I know of a hypnotherapist that's brought essential oils and partnered using essential oils with their job. Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm. Can you give me examples of how essential oils have from doTERRA have worked to help women, especially in the context of menopause?
Yeah. So I've got a lady who was really struggling with her moods. So we ran a menopause program. So I've recently been working in certifying as a menopause coach, and we ran a menopause program, and we gave someone, it's an oil called Claricalm. So Clary Sage is amazing for balancing hormones, as is an oil like geranium. And she started using Claricalm, which has reduced her hot flushes and has also balanced her hormones, because we get mood swings. This is not something I've had so much, but some of them talked about like temperature rages, you know, not temperature, anger rages, where they were getting really quite aggressive and they couldn't, this wasn't them. They weren't used to it. You know, menopause is responsible for so many different things. And using our oils in that way, Claricom is really good for putting around the ankle point, which is the ovary part of your body, the reflexology point, and using it maybe on your pulse points and inhaling it. So that's a really good oil for support. And we've also got a supplement called phytoestrogen, which is, again, really good for helping hormones. So it's peppermint for brain fog. You know, if you're really just opening your mind, calming your mind, peppermint's really good for an instant fix, you know, when you're perhaps feeling a bit frazzled. Two of my favorite oils is Intune and Vetiver. So I always think of the brain when it's really like, brain fog's quite common in menopause. And when you're feeling a little bit frazzled, I think of it like split ends of a hair and you use conditioner. So I would use an oil like Intune and Vetiver, which are really good for like smoothing the frazzled part, the nerve endings of your mind and bringing it into calm so that you can just focus on what you need to focus on. So yes, it's those are really good. And obviously peppermint is amazing. It's a really good cooling. So I use it in my water. I use it in like a spritz, a spray just with water, just to calm down like a temperature if you're getting a hot flush. Because a lot of ladies suffer at night with hot flushes that disturb their sleep. So you can put peppermint on your chest and on your back and it just lowers your body temperature up your spine. Claricom up the spine. Yeah, so that's some of the work we've done.
Are the hot flushes one of the main symptoms of menopause? Is that one of the...
It's one of the most commonly known and associated. If I'm honest, I've been having symptoms for years and I didn't even know what menopause was before I educated myself on it. And when I met this group of ladies at our menopause program, we had perimenopause, menopause, and we had postmenopause. But all their symptoms were very similar. Weight gain's another one around the tummy. But I think, this is just my opinion, but hot flushes is definitely one of the key indicators that people associate with menopause. And I think sleep and brain fog would be another one.
I think it's great that you've got the oils that can help in those areas.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I've spoken to other people on the show regarding menopause, and you know, there's so many different. I mean, low moods, depression, I think is also one of the symptoms. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So using oils to lift mood, you know, using them consistently. We've got a lovely oil called Adaptive, which was actually brought out to support our mental well-being. And that oil, again, you can use it. You know, like the little inhalers that you get where you inhale them, you sniff them up your nose, again getting it straight to that brain part, you know, that instant, that emotional center of the brain, to lift mood. Wild orange is one of the beautiful ones, but you can have it in your home. You know, I do classes to teach you for low tox living, green cleaning, because what we have in our cleaning products are such hormone disruptors. What's in our food? Hormone disruptors, you know? So it's really learning and educating around that. And I can't believe just because I bought a bottle of oil, I now make all my own cleaning products, my own skin products, just to have toxin-free products in my home.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. Yeah, absolutely.
Balance my hormones, you know?
Yeah. Have you got new habits from using this as a health lifestyle? And, you know, at the moment,
I've got loads. How long is your program? It's not only like for emotional and physical support, you know, so maybe applying an oil because I've got a headache on your temples. Maybe I'm a bit chesty, so I might use an air blend to open my airways. But like I say, I make my own cleaning products. I make sweet treats, so I can make wild orange and peppermint chocolates that are sugar-free. You know, I can cook with oregano and basil and coriander. If you came and seen my cupboards, I don't carry herbs because doTERRA's essential oils are 50 to 70% stronger than the herb. So I just pop a drop of ongod or turmeric into, or coriander, into my cooking from my oils. And sometimes it's too strong to have one drop. So then I would use a toothpick and stir it in, like if you're making a ragu. You don't need a whole drop. You can make lemon cake. So my cooking's changed. Peppermint tea. I use a drop of peppermint. If I'm in a restaurant, I'll have peppermint in my water. It's really nice and cooling, really great digestive support when you're going to have a nice, big, heavy meal. And then I might pop it in hot water. I'll ask for a hot water and I'll have it. And then I'm really like helping and supporting my digestive system. And then my body products. Your skin is your biggest organ. And I make my own body products. So if I'm going on holiday, for example, and I'm going to see some sunshine, I think, right, I'm going to put helichrysum and frankincense and lavender and peppermint to keep me cool. And I put it all into this pot, shake it up, and there I've got a really beautiful moisturizer. So yeah, loads of habits. You can't believe just buying a bottle of oil changes your life that much.
Gosh, yeah, I think it's amazing. Honestly, there's a lot of things I'm hearing that I didn't actually know, so I think it's brilliant. Is vitamin D involved in essential oils as well? I mean, I'm just asking, I have no idea. Vitamin D.
Pardon?
Vitamin D.
So we've got supplements with vitamin D in, but they're not in the essential oil.
Ah, right. Okay. No worries. And using your, new healthy lifestyle with the oils, I'm guessing that's helped others create their own new habits as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, like I say, the first thing we do when we meet a new client is we have an hour or so with them, and we call that a wellness consultation, and we provide them with their own personal daily protocol. And then we also, can follow up and we're on tap so that they'll message and say, this has happened today. Can essential oils help? And then I'll help that way. We've also got a community where we've got like Facebook groups. We've got like programs, and we've got a complete system online where you can go in and ebooks. So, but yeah, then you set them up with their own daily protocol, because I remember when I got my box of 10 oils. So I bought the Home Essentials kit and I looked at it and I thought, what have I done? I have no idea. I might have gone to a class, but I have no idea. Because when you get that box, that's when your journey begins. And then that's where people like me, we're called wellness advocates. That's when we start doing what our job is. And that is to support them, to educate them. Because without that education, I don't think I'd be here now. There's so much to learn, And a bottle of peppermint, example, has probably got 10 things it can do for you. And it's just learning that.
Well, it sounds amazing, We're just going to the quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Jackie, is there any essential advice you have for individuals who are considering incorporating essential oils into their health and wellness routines for the first time?
Yeah, I think, like I say, make sure that you choose one that's certified. That's really important. If you connect with someone like myself, we can then educate you through what you do. Because I bought the Home Essentials kit, you might prefer to buy an Aroma Touch kit or a mood management kit or an athlete's kit, because you want to keep in peak performance. So you're really focusing on that. Other people digestive. So by talking to someone like myself, we can then guide you to where you would want to be with your first, what you want to buy. Some people buy one bottle of oil, and I always say to people, is it a lifestyle you're looking for, or do you just want to treat one symptom? And then we go from there, and then they choose. So yeah, always make sure what you're buying. I've got an online presence with Instagram, and I had a lady say to me, I sent her some oils because we send out little samples so they can try, and she said to me, my kids must be feral. that lavender, I bought lavender and it's not working. And I said, well, 5% of the population, lavender might actually have the opposite effect. I said, but I don't think I sent you lavender, did I? She said, no. She said, I bought it from a garden center. And I said, well, it may not be pure lavender. I'm not here to say whether it is or not. I don't know what she bought. Can I send you some lavender? She said, yeah. And I sent it. And she bought the mood management kit for her kids to support them for sleep, to support them for their daily focus, and some calm, bringing some calm into the home. So I think it's always make sure what you're buying, you know what's in the bottle, and then work with someone that can really support and educate you on how you can support what you want to support in your house, in your body.
Is there also general information on the internet as well around?
Yeah, we've got ebook. We've got loads of literature. You get a little welcome pack as well, which gives you some information. And there's some amazing books. I don't know whether I should mention them on here, but I've got a particular favorite. That's my Bible. It's called Advanced Oil Magic. It's amazing. And I've also got an app on my phone. So when I'm on the move, if somebody says to me, Jack, I've got this going on, can you help me? I can go in and I will screenshot it and send it to them. And if they've got it, they've got it. If they haven't, I will send them a little sample and we'll see how it goes, you know. So sometimes it's a bit of trial and error. It's a bit like going to the doctors and trying a tablet. Maybe one tablet doesn't work, but a different one does. It's still called an antibiotic, or it's still called something. Same with our oils, you know. So, yeah, it's a bit of trial and error and finding out what oil is going to work for you best, or what combination, because we can blend them.
Fantastic. Looking ahead, what are your goals and aspirations for continuing your journey with doTERRA essential oils in the coming year?
I don't want to sound boring if I just say more of the same. So I really want to get out there as much as I can. I think it's really important just to amplify my message. One of doTERRA's messages is to cure the world one drop at a time. And to sort of spread and to try and support, help people take the control back of their own health. Because that's what I feel I've got. You know, I feel like I can support myself in most things, and I can prevent a lot because of the education I've got. I want to break the misconception that we have to live with our symptoms. So and rely solely on medication that actually can sometimes be having an adverse effect and you don't even know that. I've met so many people that are kind of resigned to their condition, and that's amazing when you just see them have that little breakthrough. And it could be something which is considered quite minor, like maybe sinusitis, which is really painful, and you just give them an inhaler with a few oils in it and they're like, wow, I can breathe and I'm not in pain anymore and I don't have that horrible mucus. So through sharing my experience and my successes and that of my clients, I can really help people. So yeah, I hope to inspire people to shift towards supporting their own health and well-being.
Absolutely, sounds brilliant. How have you seen doTERRA essential oils open up new opportunities for personal and professional growth?
So for me, it's an amazing community of like-minded people. We might all be different. We might all be doing it in our own way. For me, I can work from home. I can work around my family, and the personal development that they offer. I mean, I'm a strength finder coach, and before I'd even got there, it's called Empowered Success. They have their own program that opens up how your strengths can work in the doTERRA business. And for people like me, wellness advocate, they've got builders programs where you can go on for free and learn how to build your own business. You know, there's not many businesses that you can work in where they've got their own warehouses. You don't have to have that. You don't have to have system support. It's all there. So that's really just enabled me to run my own business without all the extras.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Mm. Are there some top products you can, like ones that are mainly used that you can perhaps tell our listeners a bit about?
Yeah, so our top selling kit is the top 10 oils, and they support 80 to 85% of your everyday needs, your digestion, your pain, you know, headaches. And that's and they come in two sizes. So that's family essentials and home essentials. So that's a 5 mil and a 15 mil bottle. So that's kind of like the starter kits that I would recommend. I started with home essentials because it came with a free diffuser, and I do like a freebie. We've also got the aroma touch technique, which supports our mood, supports our immune system, supports pain and inflammation, and it supports digestion. So again, that's another kit. We've also got a kids collection kit. So I do a program for kids, and we've created a pro, because I used to be a relaxed kids coach. So we created a little mini program, online program that kids can watch themselves, and it helps them support their worry, calm, anger, and being happy. So it's just like, you know, little programs that we create that complement the use of the oils. So yeah, that's the kids collection. That's one of the favorites.
I know you mentioned it a bit earlier, that children are using it. Basically, it's for everyone by the sound of things. Anyone.
Yeah, you know, I've also worked with a lot of children on the spectrum, you know, that may be suffering from anxiety, that may be struggling really badly to sleep at night. And I've worked with a lot of children. I've worked with some recently with some teenagers who are really suffering from anxiety going to school, confidence, you know, at that 14, 15 stage. And one mum bought her daughter, she bought one oil off me to support her mood. And then she said to her daughter, "What do you want for your birthday?" And she said, "I want a diffuser and some oils." So her mum bought her a kit. And then I did her wellness consultation with her. And I felt like that was empowering the future. You know, that 15-year-old girl is now going to go out into the world and support her body, potentially support her family, her friends in the future. So, yeah, we've had a lot of successes with children. And I think it's a really empowering way. I think it's a gift to educate your children on natural solutions for, I mean, mood, you know, our anxiety, stress levels, as well as our physical, is amazing. And it's a wonderful gift. I know I've got another parent that bought her daughter the kids collection for Christmas. That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Make it a useful gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you reach out to new clients usually?
So there's a number of ways. So I run my own classes. So I run like a basic essentials class for a newbie. I run menopause classes. I run green clean classes, for example. I advertise on Eventbrite. I advertise locally where I live in Saltash. Last year, I ran 4 events and I invited other therapists and other like different, you know, modalities like Reiki and massage and lots of different, and just to sort of like educate the local community that there are alternative solutions. In my first event, which was for 2 hours, I had over 100 people go through the door. It was amazing. And we also sort of supported a charity at the same time. But yeah, so I do one-to-one. I like I said, I advertise on Eventbrite. But people can just reach out to me and I'm really happy to help them. So yeah, that's how we do it. I also attend events. So I'm going to the Woolwell event in Plimpton, is it? Woolwell? Where it is in Plymouth.
When is that?
That is on the 2nd and 3rd of March. So I've got a menopause program on the 24th of February, if anyone's interested in that. And I will run my classes. So essentially balance Jackie.
Fantastic.
That's how you can find me.
I was just going to ask about, isn't it actually in summer, are the events coming up as well?
Yeah, so I've got an event in Saltash. It's the first weekend of May. I don't know the exact date. And I've got an event in Callington on May the 19th. So, you know, the summer, I tend to go for the mind, body and spirit events. And I tend to run my events in Salt Ash, which is my local town. And I call them Pamper and Wellness. So you can look that up on Eventbrite when that one's put on, because we haven't actually fixed the date. So, yeah, and then I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and it's called Essentially Balanced Jackie.
Fantastic. Is there any other way people can connect with yourself? Is that the main way?
That's the main way. Do you want my phone number?
Maybe email or whatever.
Yeah, email, yeah. My email is actually jackie.purpletrain@outlook.com. But yeah, I don't mind being contacted. People ring me. I tend to contact. It's funny, isn't it? Some people use Messenger, and that's how we contact. And some people do WhatsApp or email. I also do have a newsletter, so people can join my newsletter, which I send out monthly. I don't bombard with loads, but I just try and keep it interesting, sharing offers and stuff. But yeah, and then if they open an account, they're linked to me anyway, so. And they become part of my community. And we run events. We run continued education. Every Wednesday we do continued education. So, yeah, there's a lot going on that to support anybody that wants to start their natural solutions journey with essential oils.
Brilliant. Jackie, yeah. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. And thanks for providing your details so people and listeners can contact you using those areas, yeah?
Thank you. It was great.
Thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners. You know you can find me on Instagram @GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.